Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. St. Columb's Cathedral in Londonderry is, as well as a popular place of worship, home to some historic military regalia, including a bass drum. This drum was brought to the Somme in France, the scene of one of the most famous battles of the Great War, by members of the Hamilton Flute Band when they joined the Royal Inniskilling Fusiliers. Cathedral historian Ian Bartlett and two band members tell the story of the drum.
We're standing in St. Columb's Cathedral, which was built by the Honourable the Irish Society in 1633, and above us is the King's Colour of the 10th Battalion, the Royal Inniskilling Fusiliers, the regiment known locally as the Derries, who of course took part in the Great War. It's basically a Union flag with the regimental crest surmounted by a crown, and on it are the battle honours that the regiment won during the First World War. And in the chapter house, the regimental drum and set of side drums is on display.
My name's Billy Cairns, and I've been a member of the Hamilton Flute Band from 1956. The band, when the First World War broke out, decided that they would join up, and they formed the regimental band of the 10th Battalion, the Royal Inniskilling Fusiliers.
For instance, there would be a photograph. You could see the army uniforms, and you could see the drums, and you could see the bass drum, which became the communion drum. The padre put the linen over it, and it became the altar, and the communion was served from that drum.
There was very little transport, really, and so the soldiers marched everywhere. And to the fore was the band. So they marched them from all around France. They marched them actually from Finnercamp in Ballyshannon up through Lifford, Spain, down into Londonderry. They had a recruiting day around about where the war memorial is now, and they took 24 hours rest then before they headed off and went to further training in England before they departed for France. So that's how they got about. And even in France, they marched from town to town, from area to area.
These were the original drums that went to France with the regiment in 1915. In the 1970s, the band presented them to the cathedral, and they have been on display in the chapter house since then.
I'm Robert McGonigal. I'm secretary of the Hamilton Flute Band. This is an absolutely precious link with the First World War and with the Royal Inniskilling Fusiliers. Here it's just obviously not tightened up, and we'd be afraid to tighten it up, but there's still quite a good sign coming out of it.
It's an amazing story to think that we have a drum here in the cathedral that's over 100 years old, and it was played in such circumstances. And of course the band members weren't really soldiers as such, however they were the stretcher bearers, and they've seen some awful sights.
It's a precious reminder of the band's sacrifice, and in 1996 they honoured that sacrifice by taking the bass drum back to the Somme.
The band led all the civil dignitaries into the special commemoration service. When the actual civil ceremony was over, the band then moved into the grounds of the Ulster Tower and played a short service. The drum was used as the altar. It really is a very emotional experience to see so many, many, many thousands of graves. I had two great uncles, but I never knew them. But I was able to locate their graves and pay my respects. It was quite an emotional experience, as you can imagine. There were 66 band members lost their life, and I've got all the names of them in this book.
Here we were celebrating communion with the drum that had been with those men, some of whom never got back to their home shores again, and here we were 80 years later, almost amongst them, in a sense. And we were so grateful to have got the opportunity to have done it and taken our old friend the drum with us and brought it back safely again. We're closing in on the 100th anniversary as well, in a sense, and who knows, we may have to take it back again, which would be wonderful. But it was an amazing occasion. There are a number of marks around the outside, and when you consider the conditions in which that drum served its time, you wonder at some of these marks, how they did come about. But it's well cared for. It's in a wonderful place. And it's fitting that it is in such an historical building as this, and will remain there for a long, long time to come.
St. Columb's Cathedral in Derry. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.